The Steve Gruber Show, putting the cool back in redneck. Wait, that doesn't really work. Never mind. Here's Gruber.
Wait.
All righty then. Here's another headline that you just have to say, really?
Yeah, who's behind this nonsense? You have to ask yourself, who is behind this? Migrant groups marching to the United States border are demanding reparations. That's right. Two groups of Central American migrants made separate marches on the U.S. consulate in Tijuana this week, demanding they be processed through the asylum system more quickly and in greater numbers. The deportations be halted and the President Trump either let them into the country or pay them $50,000 each to go home. You're not legal to be here. You're not an American citizen, but you want $50,000. I'm sorry. The insanity, the gall, the nerve of these people it's breathtaking, isn't it? On the one-month anniversary of their arrival in Tijuana, caravan members are pressing the United States of America, you and I, to take action, but they're dwindling in numbers. 6,000 first arrived at the city shelters. That number has dropped. 700 went home voluntarily. 300 have been deported. 2,500 have applied for humanitarian visas in Mexico. The group of unaccounted migrants, about 3,500 are presumed to have either crossed illegally into the U.S., moved to other Mexican border cities, or simply fallen through the cracks. Mexico's National Institution of Migration did not respond when asked about how big those numbers are, where are the people, where have they gone? Now, the first group demanding action, numbering about 100, arrived in the U.S. consulate about 11 a.m. Tuesday of this week. The migrants said they were asking that the Trump administration pay them $50,000 each or allow them into the U.S. Listen, either you pay us 50 grand or we'll come into your country and cost you a hell of a lot more. I mean, is that the way this works? Is that the way this way, you know, you let us in, we demand you let us in, and we have constitutional rights. No, you don't. You're not an American citizen. You don't have constitutional rights. You're a foreign national. You observe the laws and rules of another nation. You're a foreign national. You are not entitled to have the American Constitution defend you no matter what happens. It doesn't work that way. Not in a rational sense, not in a common sense sort of way, it doesn't. Now, when asked about how this group came to this number of 50 grand, why isn't it 100 grand or a million or whatever? Alfonso Guerrero Ulola of the nation of Honduras said they chose that number as a group. It may seem like a lot of money to you, Ulola said, but it is a small sum compared to everything the United States has stolen from Honduras. Now we've stolen from Honduras. Again, it's reparation payments, apparently. The group's letter criticized American intervention in Central America. They gave the U.S. consulate 72 hours to respond. They said they had not decided what to do if their demands were not met. Maybe we'll hold our breath and stomp our feet and demand $100,000. The second letter came a bit later, came from a separate group of caravan members asking the U.S. to speed up the asylum process. Specifically, the group asked U.S. immigration officials to admit up to 300 asylum seekers at San Ysidro Port every day. Currently, only about 40 to 100 get in daily. And you look at this and you just say, really, what's going on here? The second letter came from a group of about 50 migrants, including about 15 who participated in a hunger strike that also demanded a swifter U.S. asylum process. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. We demand the United States do X, Y, and Z. We demand the United States give us constitutional protection. We demand, I demand that you shut up. We're here to help, potentially, if you have a legitimate asylum application. We're here to help, potentially, if you follow the rules, get in line, and go through the process. You have the opportunity to come to America if you follow the rules. We can help potentially if you follow the rules. Showing up at the border lawless in nature and hurling bricks and rocks and demanding cash payments probably isn't the way to win hearts and minds of American citizens. It's probably not the way to endear yourself to the American taxpayer or the American voter. You know, we've been told these caravans are of no consequence. They're meaningless. It's no concern to anyone here, but it is. Because it sets a precedent of how we conduct ourselves and how we conduct ourselves at the border. It's important. Truly important. Meanwhile, for those of you who don't believe that the Constitution of the United States is under attack, not just from migrants, but from people who live here, from people who are supposed to represent us in Congress, for example, the Constitution is very much under siege. Let me give you an example. Let me go to Ted Lieu. Ted Lieu is a congressman from California. He believes that the First Amendment is just an antiquated, you know, unfortunate part of our Constitution. In fact, he would like to control free speech. Listen to what he says and how unfortunate it sounds when he says he can't do this. Listen to this.
I would love to be able to regulate the content of speech. The First Amendment prevents me from doing so. And that's simply a function of the First Amendment. But I think over the long run, it's better that government does not regulate the content of speech. I would urge these private sector companies to regulate it better themselves. But it's really nothing that I believe government can do. And so that's been my position all along.
He'd love to regulate what you're allowed to say, but that pesky, that old dusty antique Constitution is preventing him from doing that. So instead, he'll let the monopolies of Facebook and Google, he'll let them do it. In fact, he'll encourage them to do it. Will Ted Lieu, a member of Congress from California, and this is why we have the Electoral College, because we don't want fruit baskets like this guy, you know, with his misguided, twisted analysis of the world, running things for the rest of us. We need common sense, and I think Ted Lieu missed that. And when God was handing out common sense, Ted Lieu didn't get any. It's 52 after on the Steve Gruber Show on a Thursday. Good to be back in the chair after exploring my presidential options in Iowa. Some final thoughts right after this.
Imagine the life you want to lead. Enjoying your kids, enjoying your retirement. There's only one problem. You can't because you owe the IRS, or maybe there are some unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to file a lien, seize your income, or empty your bank account. Hope is only a phone call away. I'm Chris McGlasher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. We're here in Michigan. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752, or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
Nothing is more important than clean drinking water in your home. That has never been more true than it is today. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company since 1947. The one you can trust for pure water and peace of mind. With two locations, Wolverine Water Systems are made right here in Michigan and delivered statewide for your convenience. Don't wait another minute. Have your water tested to make sure you and your family are getting pure Wolverine water. You can get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. That's right, a free water test today.